At the time of the Buddha, been popular in India at that time, there were all sorts of ascetic practices. So if you walk through a jungle, you'd see people standing on one leg, or eating no food, or practicing no food, or going without sleep, or sitting meditating in the noonday sun. And there was this widely held belief that if you mortified your body, your spirit would be set free. And that was a very common belief at the time of the Buddha. And he tried it for a number of years, and he found it was totally useless. It didn't work. He didn't get anywhere with it. But after his enlightenment, some of his disciples wanted these ascetic practices. They were quite attached, and they wanted to be given some sort of ascetic practice. So what the Buddha said was, well, just practice patience. Just practice kshanti. If you practice patience, that will be enough. That will really try you, and particularly other people. That will be enough. You don't need to stand on one leg for hours and hours. And I was out with Sven today, and we were out for a walk, and he reminded me that in Swedish, patience is tålamod. So mod is, I believe, courage. Yeah? So actually, patience is a heroic virtue. You need courage to practice patience, because it means responding with love to difficulty, you know, to difficult people, to difficult situations. And you need to be quite heroic to do that. You know, you need to really, really, can't think of anything, and strength a day to do that. Yeah. Exert yourself, that's the word. So other people give us plenty of opportunity to practice patience, just as we give other people that same opportunity. And it's important to remember that. Other people can be very difficult, especially when they don't do what we want them to do, when we want them to do it. And I remember when I lived in Sweden, I had a friend who I used to go for walks with in the forest. We'd get into the forest and there'd be nobody around. And my friend would say, "Bra, ingen människa." So we all feel like that sometimes, you know, we feel like just getting away from people and just being by ourselves. And, you know, it's true that the spiritual life is very often associated with solitude and going away and meditating on your own. And that's part of the spiritual life. But the other part of the spiritual life is coming into deeper and deeper relationship with others. And strangely enough, that's the more difficult part. So I'm going to be a bit autobiographical, and I hope you'll excuse me. By nature, I'm an impatient person, as people who knew me here know only too well. And I've had to work quite a lot with developing patience. And I learned quite a lot about developing patience living in Sweden. Not because anything you did. I've always had a lot of energy. I was attracted to virya, which is the other side of the coin, which is energy, the quality that balances kshanti. And patience always seemed to me like a bit of a dull sort of quality, you know, a bit boring, really. But when I came to work with VBV in Stockholm, I came to realize that if you're going to work with other people, if you're going to help create a sangha, a spiritual community, you're going to need patience, you know, and perhaps you're going to need that quality more than any other quality. And so I really value my time here, you know, in terms of I had to learn patience. And with the work I'm doing now as well, I'm working with all sorts of different people, and I have to be patient. And it still doesn't come easy, but I just see what an important quality it is. By patience, I don't mean just enduring people. I don't mean just putting up with people. And when they go, you think, "Oh, that was really difficult." What I mean is learning to love people. You know, patience, kshanti, is an aspect of metta. It's an aspect of love. And feeling metta for people for who they actually are rather than who I'd like them to be. Yeah? And I think we find that sometimes. You know, we meet somebody, and we have an idea of them, we like them, and then we start to get to know them more deeply. And as we get to know a person more deeply, we find there are all sorts of bits we just don't like, you know. But that's when friendship really starts. You know, it's when you meet those bits of the other person that you don't like, and you keep going, that's when friendship really starts. That's when friendship becomes something deeper than just having, you know, interests in common. I practice Buddhism, he practices Buddhism, and so on. So when I came to Sweden, I had all sorts of ideas about the Sangha, what it should be, and I felt impatient that things were not happening faster. And I'm very grateful to everyone who was so patient with my impatience. And after about 3 years, after being here 3 years, I sort of realized that instead of trying to get other people to practice the Dharma in the way that I thought it would be good for them to practice, I should just try to be open to how they wanted to practice the Dharma and see what I could do to help them. And that really was the turning point of my stay in Sweden. And after that, I was much happier. Other people were naturally much happier. And strangely enough, things started happening much more quickly, you know, and the Sangha started to come together much more fully than it had done before. Strangely enough, when I was preparing this talk, I was looking at some notebooks that I kept at about that time when I was living in Sweden, and I found this quote from Sangharakshita, and it sums up exactly what I was trying to say. So I'll just read it. So this is what he says. He says, "We may start on the Bodhisattva path, not by thinking, I shall lead all beings to Nirvana, but by resolving, I shall try to see these beings as they are in themselves, and see what their needs are, rather than constantly looking to see how they can fulfill my needs." Yeah? So seeing these beings as they are, looking what their needs are, rather than looking for other people to fulfill our needs. And he says, this is the essential revolution called for by the Bodhisattva vow.